This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, not to provoke anxiety, but we have a report on new research into how stress causes health problems. I might need a new job. But first, of all the stressful jobs you can choose, police officer has to be near the top of the list, and even more so for women. You can get harrowing details in the new book, Anything You Say Can and Will Be Used Against You, by Laurie Lynn Drummond. As she told Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates, cops see the world in a different way from most of us.
Writer Laurie Lynn Drummond is in Los Angeles on her first book tour. Like a lot of authors, her publisher has put her up in a nice hotel. And like a lot of authors, she visits the nearby mall to window shop. But unlike most authors, Drummond's eyes, even while she seems to be talking easily, are constantly scanning the horizon. As we stroll, something on the periphery catches her attention and she comes to a dead stop in mid-sentence.
I'm sorry, I was watching her. I couldn't figure out whether she was hurt or not.
Drummond motions to where a young woman had just lurched, arms flailing, into a store.
It took me five or six seconds watching her, and then I saw her laugh at somebody, so I knew she was joking around. But it was out of the normal. And that's what we look for a lot, is we're looking for what's not normal.
After 12 years as a police officer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Drummond's antennae are more finely tuned than the average mall goer's. She left the force 16 years ago, and while she may have removed the cop uniform, the cop instincts will stay with her to the grave. Drummond was introduced to the idea of policing as an undergrad at Louisiana State University, where she worked as part of the student security patrol to help pay for her schooling.
We worked from 7 in the evening until 3 in the morning, carrying walkie-talkies and keys to all the buildings and flashlights and badges. And I just ended up really enjoying it.
She loved the adrenaline rush that came with never knowing what would happen when she walked into a dark room that should have been locked and wasn't. So when she graduated, Laurie Drummond applied and was accepted to the Baton Rouge Police Academy. Back in the late 70s when she started, policing was still a boys' club. Drummond says the few women in it were keenly aware that some male colleagues were waiting for them to fail, so they pushed themselves relentlessly. As a result, policing changed her.
It hardened me in a lot of ways. That's one of the negatives. One of the positives is I discovered how strong I really am. I grew up in a pretty sheltered environment and never really knew what I was capable of, and police work taught me about that.
But she also learned women had an interesting advantage over their male counterparts.
I was pretty good at keeping the soft side of myself still there, really developing my verbal abilities, talking with people. I think that's what female police officers are really good at, verbally diffusing situations, if they can be.
And she was good at it. But after 12 intense years, Drummond got out of policing, although she couldn't entirely get policing out of her. She couldn't shake the nightmares from the accumulated homicides, assaults, and rapes. So she turned to therapy, and her therapist suggested she write about some of the things that haunted her.
In doing that, I think I began getting some of what I'd seen out. I'd kept a journal since I was in high school. And I still keep a journal. I write in it almost every day. And there's about a 6-year gap in that journal. And it was at the height of the time I was working on the police department. I simply couldn't put down into words what I was seeing. It was just not safe.
The journaling eventually became fiction, a series of short stories about women police officers. Although Anything You Say Can and Will Be Used Against You isn't strictly autobiographical, it is, Laurie Lynn Drummond admits, informed by what happened to her on the job. Later, at a nearby hotel restaurant with white tablecloths and wine glasses, she reads a passage from the book where she describes trying to explain the smell of death to curious civilians.
Imagine the smell of rancid hamburger. Now, multiply that 1 pound of meat into 150 or 220 pounds of rancid meat. Then increase the smell by 50 for every 24-hour period that passes, unless it's the dead of summer, then triple or quadruple that sum. It is a dead body, and it is unlike anything else.
If you're lucky, this book will be as close as you ever get to knowing that for certain. Anything You Say has been well received, both by reviewers and, perhaps more important to Drummond, police officers. It is especially meaningful to her, she says, to hear from women who have walked the walk.
Female officers, what I'm hearing across the board is, thank you for writing our story. You've brought up things that I locked way, way, way far away, and good for you for getting out. Heard that a few times, too.
Being out, however, doesn't mean the marks of her former profession have left her entirely. Although the bruise from her 15-pound gun belt has finally faded, Lori Lynn Drummond says some parts of being a cop, like the ever-alert eye, are permanent. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
And from Los Angeles, this is Day to Day from NPR News.